7-pack of Tamura, 6 Mishnah Kol HaKrochim, Shanishvotu, Kutzes Manachos, and Koim HaReil Yisareifu. Now, this was alluded to 2 Mishnahs ago. This Mishnah is saying that Karbonis that had a Psul B'Kodesh, which means that they were kosher Korban when they came into the Beis HaMikdash, but in the Avodah they became Psul. For example, at the time he was doing the Avodah Zadam, shechting it, walking with the blood, accepting the blood, walking with the blood, sprinkling the blood, and he thought that he's going to eat it or be makriv the imurim in the wrong place in the wrong time, the korban becomes posel and harei liyisareif, they should be burnt. Ashem ptolei yisareif, ashem, which is brought when it's a suffix. If he did that there or not, also should be burnt. Now, the question is, what do you mean? This is a chatchila type of korban. So, if he brought the whole korban, and then only afterwards he found out that he did or did not do that there, since at the time he brought the korban, he was in doubt as a kosher korban. But if after shechita, before he did the zrikas adam, he found out that he didn't do that there, then halach is a pasul of korban because he doesn't need it. And therefore, to be burnt. Chata Saif and Bala Safik Tisarif. Chata Saif, when it's a Safik, if he brought the Davera, so this is different than a Ashram Tal. Ashram Tal is one of the forms of Kabbalah, and it's a carbon which, if you are in doubt, you bring it and you eat the meat. But Chata Saif, when you have a Safik, if you have a Chatas, there's a Chiddush that you can't bring it, but you're not allowed to eat it because it's a Safik, whether it's a was needed or not, and if it's not needed, it's an avela, and therefore you should burn it. You don't burn it, you just, after you shechted, there was a waterway that went through the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, and so it's enough just to throw it into the this waterway, and it will decompose over there. This halacha, some is supposed to be burnt, should not be buried because it's a mitzvah to burn it. Don't say that the ones you can bury, that's, you have to get rid of it. It's even better to burn it. No, you shouldn't burn it because people are going to think that this is something that the mitzvah is lachatchila to burn it. And there's a difference. Some of the mitzvah is to burn, once it's burnt, the ashes are mutter. Some there's no mitzvah to burn, even if you would burn it, the ashes are also, and therefore we don't want people to burn things that don't have halach explicitly to burn them, because people may come to permit the use of the ashes, and those type of things that should have been buried, even if they burn, the ashes are also. Rabbi Yehuda said that if a person wants to be machmir to burn the ones that should be buried, it's a better form of consuming them, getting rid of them. It's permitted. Amrulai ain't a mutter l'shavas, but l'maisa the chacham said one is not allowed to change. Why is it not allowed to change? Like we said before, because it may become to be more lenient with the ashes than you should be.